الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Honorable brothers in attendance, viewers of Madini Channel, there are so many excellences in regards to reciting Salat ala Nabi. And this is such an amal, this is such a deed which can be done anywhere. Meaning, it's not the case that you can only recite Salat ala Nabi if you're in Madinatul Munawwara, Zadaha Allahu Sharafan wa Ta'zeema, or you are close to the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one hadith, which is in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir, حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ. Wherever you are in the world, in the dunya, recite salat upon me. Why? فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ تَبْلُكُنِي. Because indeed your recitation of salat reaches me. So, wherever we are in the world, this is a beautiful opportunity to have our names registered in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Recite Durood Sharif abundantly. You will see the barakat of that in this dunya and more importantly in the akhirah as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Inshallah, in today's bayan, we will hear about those blessed personalities and the excellence of those people who Allah Ta'ala chose to be the companions and the friends of His beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll be hearing about the Ahlul Bayt as well. But one thing to clarify, sometimes people forget that when we speak about Sahaba, when we speak about companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Sayyidatuna Fatima, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and the Honorable Father Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, these four blessed personalities are also included amongst the Sahaba as well. In fact, they are high ranking companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, they have their own separate fadila as well. And that's why we speak about the Honorable Ahlul Bayt. But they are also from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, why do we speak about the companions? Why do they have such a high rank? A believer only has to ponder for a few moments and he will realize that it was the Sahaba who were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from billions and billions of people to be by the side of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala ordained for them to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this already tells us that they have a greater rank than all other human beings besides the Prophets alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because of that suhbah, because of that companionship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then if you look at it, in the early period of Islam, when Muslims were persecuted, when Muslims were tortured, when Muslims were harmed because of stating their faith openly, it was these very Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'een who tolerated all of that abuse, that difficulty, that hardship, that persecution, that torment. And they stuck by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they showed their loyalty to the beloved sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. They are those personalities who saw with their own eyes the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam day and night. Subhanallah, this is an honor in and of itself. And this is the definition of a Sahabi as well, that somebody who in a state of iman saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the condition is that the companion died upon iman as well. This is a Sahabi. So no one after the companions, after their generations, can be included amongst the Sahaba. Even today, many people are blessed with seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their dreams. And we pray that for their sake, Allah grants us this honor as well. But somebody who sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his or her dream does not qualify to become a Sahabi or a Sahabiya. This is unique to those who physically saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Now, the Sahaba are those personalities who, as we heard, made constant effort for the spread of Islam. They were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They participated in ghazawat. They participated in battles. They upheld the flag of Islam. And wherever Islam needed them, they were at the forefront. Subhanallah, they were prepared to sacrifice their lives, everything they had in their possessions, for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And think about it. If it wasn't because of the striving of the Sahaba, if it wasn't because of the sacrifices carried out by the Sahaba, what kind of sacrifices? We know that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hajjatul Wada', the farewell Hajj, and he gave his sermon, his blessed khutbah, approximately, there's varying figures, but approximately there were 124,000 companions. Now, can you find the shrines of 124,000 companions in Makkah al-Mukarramah? No. In Madinatul Munawwara? No. Yes, a large majority are there. But you will find the mazarat, the shrines of the Sahaba in all parts of the world. And it's reported that even as far as China. This shows that their jazba, their passion, their enthusiasm to spread the deen of Islam was unparalleled. Subhanallah. And it's because of those efforts today, Allah Ta'ala blessed us with iman as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Sahaba when he says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. This verse, which tells us that the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best ummah, and the reason given is تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You invite towards good, you forbid evil. The Mufassirun say, the commentators of the Quran say that first and foremost, this verse applies to the Sahaba Ikiram alayhim ridwan. They were the ones who first invited towards goodness when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught them about amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar. And it's because of them we have iman today, and because of them we are able to also act upon this verse of Al-Quran al-Kareem. So the Sahaba hold a unique status in Islam, and inshallah we'll be hearing much more regarding them. First of all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed, Allah Almighty chose me and liked my companions for me. Then amongst them, He Almighty made my ministers, helpers, and relatives. And listen to what the Prophet alaihi wasallam said next. فَمَنْ سَبَّهُمْ. So whoever swears at them, swears at the Sahaba. فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Then upon that person who has the audacity to swear at the Sahaba, upon him is the curse of Allah, the curse of the angels, and all of creation, all of the people. And then the Prophet ﷺ didn't stop there. He said, لَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَرْفًا وَلَا عَدْلًا. These very same people who swear at the Sahaba, who insult the Sahaba and disrespect them, on the Day of Judgment, none of their fard, none of their obligations, obligatory acts, and nor any of their nafal acts, voluntary optional acts, will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine that. How unfortunate and deprived is that person who speaks ill of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In another narration, and this is in Mishkatul Masabih, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah, Allah fi ashabi. that continue fearing Allah regarding my companions, alayhim uridwan. Do not take them as a target or make them a target of your insults after me. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّي أَحَبَّهُمْ. Allahu Akbar. Look at the criteria set by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, whoever loved the Sahaba, this is because of his love for me. Meaning my love has led to him loving the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He did so because of my love. And the one who has enmity towards the Sahaba, it's because in reality he has enmity towards me. Ma'adullah. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ آذَاهُمْ فَقَدْ آذَانِي. Whoever hurts them has hurt me. وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ آذَ اللَّهِ. Whoever hurts me has offended Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who offends or displeases Allah, soon Allah Almighty will take him to account. So we're told in this hadith very clearly that it's part of your faith to love the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. The Prophet alayhi salam is saying, if you love them, it's because you love me. And if you hate them, it's because, ma'adallah, a person has hatred towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much do we love the Prophet alayhi salam? In a hadith we're told that none of you will be a true believer, a perfect believer, until you love me more than your parents, more than your children and all of creation, all of the people. And because of that love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which flows in our hearts, we must also show love to the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another narration in Ar-Riyadun Nadira. In this book there is a narration, the Prophet alaihi wasallam said, the one who spoke ill of my companions deviated from my path. He's left my path. And his abode is the fire of hell. And this is something that is a big warning, a great warning, especially for those people who, ma'adallah, they think they can pick and choose. Oh, I can love a certain companion or respect a certain companion. As for another companion, it's okay for me to dislike him or disrespect him. No. All of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be respected. And in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that my companions are like the guiding stars. فَبِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Whichever one of my companions you follow, you will be guided. So loving all the companions alayhim ridwan is necessary. And it's not allowed for a single moment to pick and choose and say, I will like this companion, respect this companion, but I will show dislike for a certain other companion. They're all companions of whom? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On the day of judgment, how will a person show his face to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam if he likes some of his companions or not others? It's a simple example that in the dunya, if you like someone, if you respect someone, but you make it clear to him that you don't like someone who's very close to him, then that person will tell you straight that I don't need your love or respect. That you don't respect people who are close to me. Without comparison, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment will be with the Anbiya alayhim wasallam. He will be with his family members, the Ahlul Bayt. He will be with his companions alayhim ridwan. And on that day, will a person be able to answer and justify his dislike for some companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Of course not. So it's imperative that we love every single companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of their suhba, because of their companionship, subhanallah, they have a unique rank. If me and you were to do a particular ibadah, worship, or a good deed, and then the sahaba were to do that same deed, the reward, the difference in reward will be massive. The sahaba, solely because they were companions of the Prophet alaihi wasallam, they were closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They saw the Prophet alaihi wasallam day and night. Automatically, any good deed that they do is multiplied manifold. Meaning, you can't equate. On one side, you've got the ummah donating a mountain full of gold. And on the other side, you've got a sahabi of the Prophet alaihi wasallam donating wheat, a small amount of barley in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. still that companion's ajr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is greater. And this is solely because of suhba, that companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, it's necessary and imperative to respect them. And then within the Sahaba, you have the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. Now when we say this term Ahlul Bayt, it's inclusive of all the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even someone today who has an ascription to the Prophet alayhi salam in terms of lineage is a Sayyid, meaning he's from the family of the Prophet alayhi salam. But this meaning of Ahlul Bayt sometimes is spoken to apply to Panjtan Pak, meaning the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu anha, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and Sayyiduna wa Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. These five honorable personalities, Ahlul Bayt. Although the other children of Sayyidah Fatima are also included. In fact, the Quran tells us that the Azwaji Mutahharat, the wives, the honorable wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are also included in the Ahlul Bayt. But as I said, that when we say it in a specific context, then these five are meant. Now, we speak about the fadail of the Ahlul Bayt. We should speak about the fadail all year round. But in particular in Muharram, why? Because we know a tragedy occurred, that in the plains of Karbala, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and many of his family members gave their lives to revive Islam. We know they were up against the tyrant Yazid and how he was committing every sin you can imagine. And he was making those haram actions into halal. He was saying to people, it's allowed. Astaghfirullah. So Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, as was predicted by his honorable grandfather Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was martyred on the plains of Karbala. So this is why in Muharram al-Haram, in particular, when this event took place, the ulama speak about the virtues of the Ahlul Bayt. Otherwise, this is a part of our iman again, to love the Ahlul Bayt. In the Quran, the Prophet alayhi salam was told to say by Allah, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. That say, O beloved alayhi salam, I do not ask any reward for this tabligh of mine. When the Prophet alayhi salam was propagating the deen of Islam, he said, I don't want any recompense from you, but I do want one thing. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. I want that you love, you show immense love, deep love for my family members, those who are close to me. So this is why we love the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. And their love is a sign of accomplished faith. Their love is a sign of entering paradise. Their love is a sign of being close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we will hear in many hadith inshallah, in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who wants to attain a wasila, a medium, and wants to be served in my court, due to which I intercede for him on the day of judgment, he should serve my Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan and please them. He should please the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is a concept that the ulama have spoken about. Great ulama have spoken about. Allama ibn Abidin Shami rahimahullahu ta'ala even speaks about the nasab of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam being the most superior in terms of all lineages. The greatest lineage belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family members. Now, loving the Ahlul Bayt, and as you heard in this hadith, serving them will lead to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interceding for you on the Day of Judgment. So this is one reason. Another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact in some narrations, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam spoke about the opposite. That the one who does not love my Ahlul Bayt, and this is an issue today, unfortunately, that some people don't recognize the rights of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. And they give no significance to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to these narrations very carefully. In Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the hadith book, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, the one who fights a war against the Ahlul Bayt, I will wage war against him. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Another narration, this is found in the book of Allama Yusuf bin Ismail Nabhani, الشرف المؤبد. Beware the one who dies upon the enmity of the Ahlul Bayt. On the Day of Judgment, he will come in such a state that it will be written between both his eyes that he is deprived of the mercy of Allah. The one who dies in that state where he has bughd, he has enmity towards the Ahlul Bayt. And this enmity is expressed in different ways. When we speak about the excellence of Imam Hussein, we speak about those narrations wherein the Prophet ﷺ spoke about Imam Hassan and Hussein and said that they are the leaders of all heavenly youth. Those narrations where the Prophet ﷺ would bring his grandsons closer and he would smell them. The Prophet ﷺ would show time and time again the Ummah the importance of loving the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. So if a person totally disregards these narrations, and then ma'adallah, instead of praising the Ahlul Bayt, instead of speaking in a way that honors them, he begins to say all sorts regarding them. Oh, Imam Hussein shouldn't have gone to Karbala. Ma'adallah, he was this, he was that. And he comes up with his own, you know, logic, which is not logic at all. Then imagine the displeasure caused to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet ﷺ will be displeased with someone who says this. In one narration, we're told that once the Prophet ﷺ walked by the house of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he overheard the crying of Imam Hussein. He was only a young child at that time. And the Prophet ﷺ, he turned to his blessed daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and he said, "Oh Fatima, do you not know that his crying pains me?" So imagine that. The Prophet ﷺ is expressing to Sayyida Fatima that he cannot bear to hear Imam Hussein cry. And then in the plains of Karbala, when those bloodthirsty, merciless, ruthless tyrants, Yazid and his army, when they closed the water on Imam Hussein and his family, when they mistreated them, when they, ma'adallah, had horses trample on their blessed bodies, imagine the pain caused to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how on earth can someone then say that Imam Hussein was wrong, he shouldn't have done this, he shouldn't have done that? Who is that person to say that? On the Day of Judgment, when Imam Hussein radiallahu an will be with his grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will a person be able to say that to the Prophet alaihi salam? Astaghfirullah. Listen to this narration. This is in Kanzul Ummal, and again this is a warning for those who, again, they're quick to say, "Oh, there's no speciality of the Ahlul Bayt." Listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. The one who has enmity or jealousy for my Ahlul Bayt, he will be turned away with whips of fire from the pond of Kawthar on the Day of Judgment. You know, the pond of Kawthar, this fount that has been granted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with his own blessed hands will provide this drink, this water from the pond of Kawthar to his ummatis. On that day, who will be turned away? The Prophet alayhi salam said, the one who has enmity, hatred and malice and jealousy towards my Ahlul Bayt. I remember there's nothing to be jealous about. In the dunya, Allah Ta'ala is the one who distributes the blessings and the bounties. Allah Ta'ala is the one who chose the Sahaba for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the one who chose the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if someone expresses jealousy, then what is he doing in reality? He's complaining against the distribution of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That, "Ya Allah, why did you make so and so a family member of the Prophet alaihi wasallam?" Or, "Ya Allah, why did you make so and so a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" How can insan even do that? So the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, they possess a great rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and loving them is very, very important as well. Let's listen to a couple of narrations in regards to how the Sahaba, and if someone wanted to ask, did the Sahaba show this sort of respect, go out of their way in respecting and honoring the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan? The answer is yes. Listen to this narration. This is in the Tariq of Ibn Asakir. Once Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu an were both present in a funeral, janazah. And whilst returning, Imam Hussein felt a bit tired, so he rested at a particular place. He sat down. And Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, with his own shawl, began to wipe the dust from the feet of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Imam Hussein radiallahu an prevented him from doing this, stopped him. And upon this, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an replied, and this was the ajizi, the humbleness of Imam Hussein, of course. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, فَوَاللَّهِ by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took an oath upon Allah. He said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ النَّاسُ مِنْكَ مَا أَعْلَمْ. If people knew what I know regarding your status, if people knew what I know, لَحَمَلُوكَ عَلَىٰ رِقَابِهِمْ, they would carry you on their necks. They would pick you up. So this is Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, who knew the rights of everyone. And the Prophet ﷺ taught them those rights. They knew the rights of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan as well. So, najat, salvation lies in loving every single companion of the Prophet ﷺ, and in particular, speaking good of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan as well. When we hear such narrations, this should refresh our iman. This should revive our iman. And if there is something else felt, then that person must treat themselves. Because loving the Salihin, loving those who were close to the Prophet ﷺ, is part of our faith. That this is something we will continue to do. And we hope in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that via this love, due to this love for the Ahlul Bayt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will especially honor us on the Day of Judgment. Even today you can help the Ahlul Bayt, Ali Murdwan. Remember, the Ahlul Bayt cannot take zakat. Zakat cannot be given to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. But how can you help them? Voluntary donations. If you know of a particular family member of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a Sayyid who is struggling in any way, and you help that person, subhanallah, in the hadith we just heard, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever serves my Ahlul Bayt, I will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet alayhi wasallam will please you on the Day of Judgment. So if you know of family members of the Prophet ﷺ who are going through any difficulty, any concern, any worry, any hardship, we know that generally speaking as well, helping a believer is a very great act in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. That today we want the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with us at all times. And here in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, as long as you're helping your fellow Muslim brother, Allah Ta'ala's assistance will always be with you as well. And here, you're helping a believer and you're helping someone who is close to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, shares the blood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's why it's important to help the Ahlul Bayt, to aid them, to respect them, to honor them, to revere them as much as we can. Inshallah, you will see the reward and recompense of that on Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all true love for the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his honorable companions and the respected Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah.